Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
A controversial report on mayoral control of New York City public schools adds a new wrinkle to the debate. It's Monday, April 15th, and this is your New York Daily News. Monday's forecast calls for mostly sunny skies in New York City with a high near 76 and a low near 51. Before today's top story, EMTs working for the FDNY must receive body armor and regular self-defense training courses thanks to a pair of bills passed by the City Council on Thursday. The legislation, which now heads to Mayor Adams' desk for his signature, comes amid an uptick in attacks on EMTs and the city in recent years. In 2022, there were 363 attacks on emergency medical service workers, a four-fold surge compared to 2018, according to the most recent FDNY data. Staten Island Councilman Joe Borelli, who penned the two bills, highlighted the 2022 killing of FDNY EMT Captain Allison Russo Elling. Russo Elling, who died from being stabbed in a random attack while on duty near her Queens home, may have survived if she had body armor on, Borelli, the council's Republican minority leader, noted. A spokesman for the mayor wouldn't say whether the mayor planned to sign the bills. The spokesman did, however, suggest the bills are moot. New York City's largest police union has sent a cease and desist letter to the NYPD, demanding the department rescind its unilateral changes to its grooming and appearance standards due to begin next month, the Daily News has learned. The NYPD's updated style guide, which bans attire like shorts, tactical cargo pants, and white turtlenecks, is expected to go into effect May 6th. The department is also considering banning beards except where officers have medical or religious exemptions. NYPD police unions had a meeting about the new style standards on April 5th, but never saw the new orders until they were posted. Because the Police Benevolent Association and other police unions had voiced concerns over the new orders, the May 6th compliance deadline to the new rules has been extended to an indeterminate date. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
With Mayor Adams' authority over the city's public schools on the line, a new study of mayoral control that painted an unfavorable picture of how parents and teachers feel about the status quo has added a new wrinkle to the debate in Albany. The State Education Department's $250,000 report, released Tuesday, offered no formal recommendations of its own. But an analysis of feedback found members of the public seeking stronger checks on the mayor's power and a commission to consider reforms. Those views echoed the position of the local teachers' union, which wants the city's panel for education policy to have greater decision-making authority. Adams and his team have blasted the study as a sham, saying it was based on the views of professional parents who turned out for a series of borough hearings last winter. Schools Chancellor David Banks, who told reporters Thursday afternoon he had not been in touch with lawmakers since the study's release, disagreed with its conclusions. Democratic Bronx Assemblyman Michael Benedetto, chair of the Education Committee, said the report did not change his mind and, in fact, confirmed his thinking on the issue. While Governor Kathy Hochul, a Democrat, had called for a four-year extension of mayoral control in the budget, the legislature had little appetite for it during budget negotiations. Benedetto, an ally of Adams, in December called for six more years of mayoral authority, but anticipated a diversity of opinions in the spring. When mayoral control was last renewed in 2022, the legislature tasked state education officials with writing the report. And while the study revealed pushback with the current structure, the nearly 300-page report found few parents and teachers want to go back to the old system of dozens of local school boards. New York's version of mayoral control gives Adams more power than the leaders of similar school systems studied by researchers. Other districts governed by the mayor share some authority with a city council or nominating panel, or have abandoned the model in recent years. A literature review found no conclusive relationship between school governance structures and student achievement. The legislature expected to take up the issue of mayoral control after the state budget is finalized. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at NY Daily News. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.